This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Now that former U.S. President Donald Trump has been indicted in New York, prosecutors say they are working to coordinate his surrender, which could happen early next week. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Trump's lawyer, Joe Tacopina, said they'll go in next week and plead not guilty.
The president will not be put in handcuffs. As far as the mugshot's concerned, perp walk, I mean.
Tacopina says Trump was shocked by Thursday's indictment, even though he predicted his own arrest. The indictment remains under seal, but charges stem from hush money payments made on Trump's behalf during the 2016 presidential campaign to silence claims of an extramarital sexual encounter. Comments courtesy ABC's Good Morning America. Outside Manhattan Criminal Court, Julie Walker, New York.
36 bodies have been found inside a well at a Hindu temple in central India after dozens of people fell into the muddy water when the well's cover collapsed. Video of the collapse showed chaos afterward with people rushing away. It occurred while Hindus were gathering for a festival. Rescuers used ropes and ladders to pull out bodies after pumping water from the well. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko said on Friday he does not fear the possibility of fresh Western sanctions against his country over the deployment of Russian tactical nuclear weapons to Belarus. In an hours-long televised address to the nation, Lukashenko said Minsk was prepared to defend its sovereignty through any means necessary, including nuclear. He said we will stop at nothing to defend our countries, our states, and our peoples, he told a packed auditorium in Minsk. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The White House says it has new evidence that Russia is looking again to North Korea for weapons to fuel the war in Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
It's the latest accusation that Moscow, desperate for weaponry and restricted by sanctions and export controls, is turning to rogue nations to help its war in Ukraine. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says as part of a proposed deal, Russia would receive over two dozen kinds of weapons and munitions from Pyongyang. The deal would provide the North with needed food and other commodities. In return, experts believe the food situation in North Korea is the worst it has been under Kim Jong-un's 11-year rule, but they still say they see no signs of imminent famine or mass deaths. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Turkey's parliament on Thursday ratified Finland's bid to join NATO, lifting the last hurdle of the Nordic country's ascension into the Western military alliance. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg wrote on Twitter after Turkey's vote, quote, "This will make the whole NATO family stronger and safer." Finland and neighboring Sweden each dropped decades of non-alignment with their applications to join the military alliance after Russia invaded Ukraine last year. But Finland and Sweden both encountered resistance from Turkey, which expressed concerns the countries were too lenient toward groups that Ankara considers terror organizations. Turkey eventually agreed to approve Finland, but has yet to ratify Sweden's bid. NATO Secretary General Stoltenberg has recently said he expects both Finland and Sweden will eventually become NATO members. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Pope Francis will leave a hospital on Saturday and could take part in all Easter week celebrations, a top cardinal told an Italian news agency on Friday. The Pope, 86 and suffering from severe ailments, was taken to a Rome hospital 2 days after complaining of breathing difficulties. However, the Vatican said on Thursday he was already much better after beginning treatment with antibiotics and would probably be discharged within a few days. A Greek rail inspector was detained on Friday, a court official said, as authorities investigate last month's head-on train collision that killed 57 people and shocked the country. Identified as a 63-year-old, he was on duty at the time of the accident on February 28th when a passenger train and a freight train rammed into each other. The inspector, who was charged with the crime of negligent homicide and endangering public transport, is the second rail worker to be detained in the probe of Greece's deadliest train disaster. I'm Joe Ramsey.